You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines. This is Tomer with the radio news about radio waves. Susan Ashworth reports in Radio World that broadcasters are turning to national security to get cell phones to play AM and FM radio signals. The National Association of Broadcasters and National Public Radio are now crowing about how they can help free up bandwidth in a national emergency. Usually when lobbyists cry national security, they are just trying to pile on extra funding, but the NPR and the NAB may have something of a point this time. Putting aside whether consumers want to receive AM and FM radio signals on their phones, their argument before a congressional hearing on improving wireless emergency alerts was that if the plan to send important public safety alerts to cell phones included a link to an internet site, the flood of immediate traffic to that site would probably cause problems. Remember on September 11, 2001, how difficult it was to make a phone call? Imagine now if every cell phone got an alert telling the user to go to a certain website for more information. Quote, adding a URL that simply drives users to the internet will only exacerbate the congestion of wireless networks that already plagues mobile communications and impedes public safety during times of crisis, unquote, NPR and the NAB argued in the comments on a new emergency alert policy in front of the Federal Communications Commission. Instead, broadcasters argue, why not send citizens to their local AM and FM radio stations for more information? That way, no additional bandwidth is being used, as terrestrial radio stations do not crash from too many listeners. NPR and the NAB may be correct, but they just want cell phone users to be able to tune in local frequencies from their cell phones, so adding an emergency component makes a good political argument. Quote, several phone manufacturers already support the activation of FM chips in mobile devices, including T-Mobile, AT&T, and Sprint. However, even though a majority of smartphones sold in the U.S. during the second quarter of 2015 were equipped with an FM tuner, the NAB said, FM reception was disabled by phone manufacturers and wireless carriers in 63% of those devices, unquote, Radio World reports. The FCC is accepting reply comments on the issue through February 12th for proceeding number 1591. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for Waveform Radio and WGXC.